Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tiki Barber here, joined now on the phone, my buddy Kevin Carter, CBS Sports college football analyst and good friend, longtime NFL vet as well. Kevin, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend? Happy Thanksgiving to you and fam.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well, my friend. All is well, man.
Yeah, that's
all
good.
Well, just got cold all of a sudden up here in New York.
That's what you should. Well, you only come up for the weekends, though, right? You're not here all week, right?
I'm here all week, but it hadn't been cold up here. It's been like, you know, muggy and warm, and it hadn't really had. It just went from like kind of a non-fall to like winter.
Yes, all of a sudden it quit. That's right. I do remember. You told me you moved up here because your son's up this way as well. And at the Ivy Leagues, you and me have Ivy League kids, which is a good thing. That way they don't have to be good at football.
Exactly.
they don't have to worry about the issues. Like your Florida Gator issues. How surprised were you with the Dan Mullen firing? I mean, Florida had felt like they were on the come last year. We all remember the Kyle Trask explosion, and this kid kind of felt like he came out of nowhere. He'd been there for a minute, but it felt like he came out of nowhere. They have a really great season last year. This year, you have the quarterback. Is it Emory Jones? Is it the other guy? And then all of a sudden, things just fall apart. They're losing games they're not supposed to, and he gets fired. Are you surprised at how quick it destabilized for him?
Yes, frankly, I am. You know, there were rumblings before. Like, there are always rumblings about the coach if you haven't won a national title, you know, in the last year or so. At a place like Florida, it's one of those destination jobs where the fans have unrealistic expectations of being in the college football playoff and winning an SEC title every year. So I am surprised at how quickly it happened. I mean, a calendar year from today, Kyle Trask threw 4,300 yards and 43 touchdowns.
Yes.
You know, and they were heading to the SEC championship game, you know, and they had the best chance because they had the toughest offense to dethrone Alabama. Georgia still wasn't there yet, and Dan Mullen was still that king of the SEC East. And a calendar year later, he's gone. In a calendar year later, it's not like, you know, he's on the hot seat. It destabilized. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it, because it happened overnight.
Yes.
You know, the season began and we said things have to change. And namely from last year, it was the defense. 31 points per game is not championship football. Got to get better. Didn't fire the coordinator. So the defense comes out playing a little better, but they're still not good enough to make up for when you can't process and play like you did on offense a year ago. And therein lies the problem. You made yourself contingent upon developing that quarterback to take you over the hump, and the rest of the team is still so far behind. I think Gator fans kind of got a little spoiled because we won a lot of games and did a lot of things that we weren't necessarily ready as a team to do. We just had an unbelievable quarterback who was waiting and could process. And, you know, Florida's got dudes everywhere you look in terms of athletes. So, yeah, long story short, I know I'm being long-winded, but, yeah. I'm kind of
But it's meaningful to you.
I don't know who they're going to get.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. I know Greg Knox is going to, you know, take over as the interim. Garrett McGee is going to call the plays. There's continuity on the staff with the players. But how much they give a crap, how much they care.
Yeah, you know, it changes. It changes with new. Yeah. You're right.
It does. I mean, you know, how much do these kids care about beating their in-state rival? Do they really care, or they just want to go ahead and get to the next regime?
Yeah.
Are they already looking at, you know, NIL deals for next year with the next coaching staff that's coming in? I mean, things are in disarray, and it happened really quickly, like you said.
Yeah, it did. Now, I wonder, now we're talking to Kevin Carter, CBS Sports Network college football analyst here. I wonder if Dan Mullen lands quickly someplace else. And I bring that up because there's a lot of interesting jobs open. Obviously, LSU, also in the SEC, USC, Virginia Tech, after Fuentes firing as well. There's a lot of places he could go. And, you know, when this first started percolating, the one guy I was saying, you know, Dan Mullen did a pretty good job at Florida. He's going to rebound quickly. You think he does?
I think the way things ended at Florida kind of casts the negative shadow on him going anywhere else. But
true, but in context, though, what you just said makes me realize this was just a hasty firing. So if you were like really dig into it, it really wasn't that bad for, you know what I mean? It wasn't like he was neglectful for 3 years.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Last year, dude, he was the talk of the SEC. Like,
that's right.
You're right. It doesn't add up. So I think it casts a negative shadow on him, but I don't think it deters any other school from going after him. I think if Florida could have salvaged and kind of finished the season having fired the defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham, and the offensive line coach, John Hevesy, and kind of, you know, beaten Missouri and beat FSU and kind of rode off into the sunset in a meaningless bowl, I think people would have either given him time to retool the staff or, you know, we wouldn't be talking about the stigma that hangs over him as he takes the USC job. You know, I think he's a viable candidate. You can't knock his development at the quarterback position. I mean, through his coaching career, whether it's Chris Leak or Tim Tebow or Fitzgerald or Dak Prescott or Kyle Trask.
So,
he's that guy. And he seems that he has another one, and Anthony Richardson, who's in the queue. So, he will land on his feet. Someone would be foolish not to take him. He's one of the best, I think, offensive minds, play callers in college football. What he was able to materialize and make work, even for a little while with Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson, from an offensive standpoint, was, I think, impressive. Utilizing, you know, but I mean, look, if your quarterback can't process, he can't process, and you know, you can't make use of your weapons. But from a coaching standpoint, I think he's still dynamic. He's still great.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. Billy Napier seems to be the odds-on favorite. From Louisiana to take that job. You'd be okay with that?
You know what? To me, it's not about the hot coach, or it's about culture and chemistry and recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's more the issue with Florida, which is why I think things deteriorated so quickly. I think there were rumblings and there were things in the program that people on the outside didn't like. And I think from a cultural standpoint and from a recruiting standpoint, Florida still wasn't getting, you know, those top-tier dudes like they think they should get. And maybe it's unrealistic, or maybe you have to get, you know, you have to tool staff as a head coach with guys who go out and get these recruits. Or maybe you got to beef up your marketing department so that they can guarantee these kids, you know, lucrative NIL deals when they come and sign there.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, you know, people weren't satisfied with, wasn't just Dan Mullen. I want people to know that it wasn't just Dan Mullen as a coach, as an offensive mind. There were more pieces to this, and I think that had more to do with, you know, the whole situation kind of ending so quickly.
Yeah, I think you're right. CBS Sports Network college football analyst Kevin Carter joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. Michigan, Ohio State, it's the biggest rivalry game really in a long time, mainly because of the implications for the college football playoff. Michigan, as you know, is heavily defensive built. They have two really good running backs, versatile. Blake Corum as a receiver out of the backfield. I know he's been banged up the last couple of weeks. It's going to be almost impossible for them to keep up points-wise with Ohio State. But if Jim Harbaugh, and I just did a segment on this, if Jim Harbaugh wants to get this like stigma away from him, this would be the year to do
it. You say it'll be hard for Michigan to keep up with Ohio State. You know, I don't know if that's going to be true. I think so many things haven't gone the way we thought they were going to go, but the closer we get to the matchup, I think it's important to note that Michigan, we still don't know what they can do against a top team, a real top 10 team. I mean, they've only played two ranked opponents all season long, one of which they lost. I mean, they beat Wisconsin, but they lost to Michigan State. But from an offensive standpoint, Cade McNamara and this offense, which I heard you mention Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins is the other one, those guys haven't been stopped this season.
Yeah.
Okay, even in the games they lost, even in the loss to Michigan State, they had 400 yards passing in that game. They had 150 yards rushing that game. You know, they just didn't run enough because the Big Ten's leading rusher in Kenneth Walker III had five touchdowns on them that day.
And good point.
They didn't find a way to, you know, to get that extra hitter in the box or whatever it is. But from an offensive standpoint, they haven't been stopped yet. So they're confident. So when you look at Ohio State, I mean, defensively, you better get yourself off the field and get the ball back into those, you know, back into C.J. Stroud's hands, and so he can make use of those weapons. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Smith and Jigba, those guys, get the ball to Travion Henderson. I mean, you better do that, because if you don't, I think you may lose a time of possession battle with Michigan, because they can run the ball. And like I said, their offense, they feel confident right now. So to me, this game has a lot of implications, and the way the committee has ranked teams in the Big Ten East kind of leading up to this moment, we know we feel confident that the road to the college football playoff definitely is going to run a little bit through the Big Ten East.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, you're definitely right. Give me 30 seconds on this. The Heisman Trophy winner this year is going to be?
It probably should be Bryce Young. You know, I think it should be somebody off the beaten path, someone like you know, possibly a Malik Willis or someone that you wouldn't think of. I mean, because I just look around and I see people kind of coming up short in terms of their team play.
Yeah,
I think Matt Corral is another one who's had an unbelievable year, and what he means to his team, I think, is paramount. So I think it should go to someone like that necessarily, not just like the best team situation. So
yeah.
Matt Corral has my vote
right
now, or Kenneth Walker to the third. Someone like that has my vote.
Yeah, I would agree if he hadn't had 25 yards against Ohio State. Kevin,
yeah.
have a fantastic Thanksgiving with the family. I hope to see you soon, my friend. Be well.
We'll cross paths soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.